Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News.
The headlines. India and US finalize historic trade deal slashing reciprocal tariff on Indian products to 18%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. US Chamber of Commerce says the development was long sought by American and Indian businesses. 10 civilians killed after Pakistani security forces opened fire on passenger vehicle in Balochistan. And 6th edition of Badminton Asia Team Championships set to begin in Qingdao, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that it was wonderful to speak with his dear friend President Trump, adding that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. The Prime Minister extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. He said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has welcomed the announcement on bilateral trade following the conversation between Prime Minister Modi and US President Trump. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said this will create more jobs, spur growth, and promote innovation in both economies. He said it will strengthen Make in India endeavors and encourage trusted technology ties. He expressed confidence that the vast opportunities in India-US economic engagement will be realized. US President Donald Trump has said that United States' amazing relationship with India will be even stronger going forward. In a social media post, the US president said that both the countries agreed to a trade deal where US will charge a reduced reciprocal tariff, lowering it from 25% to 18%. Mr. Trump said Prime Minister Modi is one of his greatest friends and a powerful and respected leader of India. Mr. Trump further said that he and Prime Minister Modi are two people that get things done, something that cannot be said for most. U.S. Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Suzanne P. Clark has welcomed the announcement of trade deal between the United States and India by calling it a development that the Chamber and American and Indian businesses have long sought. In a statement, Ms. Clark said that the announcement to reduce tariffs and non-tariff barriers will benefit American and Indian companies and workers in both great nations. She further said this is the first step towards a comprehensive trade agreement that will unlock even more private sector collaboration. Indian Ambassador to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, has said, "The India-US trade deal is a big win for a consequential partnership under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump." In a social media post, Ambassador Quatra said the trade deal will create vast new opportunities for the two economies and the people of the two nations. He added that today's announcements herald an exciting new phase in India-US partnership. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore emphasized that US President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Gore said he is thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and US. He added that the relationship between the United States and India has limitless potential. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is on an official 3-day visit to the United States, which began yesterday. He will participate in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting convened by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the ministerial meeting is focusing on supply chain resilience, clean energy transitions, and strategic cooperation in critical minerals. He added that Dr. Jayashankar will also hold meetings with senior members of the U.S. administration during the visit. U.S. President Donald Trump today launched Project Vault to ensure no shortage of any critical mineral in the country. While launching this, the U.S. president said that American businesses have risked running out of critical minerals during market disruptions for years, but now Project Vault will ensure that they are never harmed by any shortage.
Today we're launching what will be known as Project Vault to ensure that American businesses and workers are never harmed by any shortage. We don't want to went through a year ago. This historic initiative will combine $10 billion in export-import bank financing with $2 billion in private sector financing. And we even expect the American taxpayer to make a profit from the interest on the loan used to start the Project Vault.
A leading human rights organization of Pakistan has reported that at least 10 civilians were killed after Pakistani security forces opened fire on a passenger vehicle near Cadet Village College in Nushki district of Balochistan yesterday. Condemning the attack, Baloch Voice for Justice BVJ said, "Such attacks on unarmed civilians are unlawful and constitute a serious violation of fundamental human rights." It added that the escalation of violence under ongoing Pakistani military operations has created fear and insecurity among the civilian population across Balochistan. The Human Rights Council of Balochistan, HRCB, yesterday highlighted 598 killings in Balochistan last year, perpetrated mostly by the Pakistan security forces. The government has notified the Baggage Rules 2026 and issued the new Customs Baggage Declaration and Processing Regulations 2026 and a Master Circular for people travelling to and from India, which will make airport procedures easier and faster. Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur reaffirmed India's commitment to inclusive and rights-based social development at the 64th session of the Commission for Social Development at UN headquarters in New York. Delivering India's national statement at the session, she said that social justice and social protection in the country are rooted in constitutional guarantees. The 6th edition of Badminton Asia Team Championship is set to begin in Qingdao, China today. Separate men's and women's national teams from Asia will compete in the tournament. India's women will begin their title defense without two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu, who has withdrawn from the tournament. The domestic equity markets opened with a historic rally, surging sharply in early trade, supported by upbeat global cues following the announcement of a key India-US trade deal. Nifty jumped 750 points and BSE Sensex opening 2,400 points higher. Nifty was trading at 25,773 and Bombay Stock Exchange was at 83,873 a short while ago. Now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and US finalize historic trade deal, slashing reciprocal tariff on Indian products to 18%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the development was long sought by American and Indian businesses. 10 civilians killed after Pakistani security forces opened fire on passenger vehicle in Balochistan. And 6th edition of Badminton Asia Team Championships set to begin in Qingdao, China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.